Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America are holding a rally this weekend. As WFHB's Graham Capito reports, this weekend protest and vigil will feature Monroe County Commissioners and Bloomington Mayor John Hamilton.
Lit lanterns and orange-clad activists will be on the Monroe County Courthouse Square this weekend. Starting this Friday, the Indiana chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America will hold a vigil for victims of gun violence. Activists will be joined by Bloomington Mayor John Hamilton and Monroe County Commissioners. This weekend ceremony is part of a national call to action to highlight gun violence prevention efforts nationwide called Wear Orange Weekend. Rachel Guglielmo is the co-leader of the Indiana chapter of Moms Demand Action.
So in Bloomington, our mayor and our county commissioners are joining together to issue a proclamation recognizing the day as National Gun Violence Prevention Awareness Day and expressing the commitment of our city and county leaders to prevent gun violence, to do everything in their power to recognize the gravity of the gun violence epidemic in our country and to express their public commitment to taking action to combating that epidemic.
National Gun Violence Awareness Day takes place this Friday, June 7th. Across the country, hundreds of Wear Orange Weekend events are scheduled to draw attention to the thousands of gun violence victims every year. Guglielmo says this weekend will connect Bloomington with communities across the country in a day of remembrance.
We're very fortunate that our county commissioners have agreed to light up the county courthouse orange as a way of raising awareness about the day and raising awareness about gun violence in our country. Our courthouse will be lit up orange along with public buildings and monuments all over the country. So it sort of joins Bloomington to other communities and cities all over the country that are stepping up to take action to combat gun violence, and particularly moving and important in the wake of the latest mass shooting our country has experienced in Virginia Beach. I think it really hits home for city and county employees that this last shooting took place in a municipal building.
Guglielmo says that the color orange has been a part of the anti-gun violence campaign for years, ever since it was used to honor Hadiya Pendleton after she was shot and killed in 2013.
So orange is the color that was chosen by the high school classmates of a young woman who was shot and killed in random crossfire in Chicago a number of years ago. Her classmates wanted to honor her memory and to remember her birthday. And they chose to wear orange on that day because that's the color that hunters wear to protect themselves and to warn others not to shoot. Orange is also a vivid and a bright color, so it's eye-catching and it symbolizes life. That's why, you know, our Moms Demand Action chapters have taken the lead from these high school activists, and we all commemorate Hadiya's death and Hadiya's life and the lives of the more than 100 people who are shot and killed every day in the United States. And orange signifies our decision and our commitment to honor their lives and their deaths by taking action.
Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America is a part of the nonprofit Every Town for Gun Safety, a political group that advocates to reduce gun violence through education and activism.
We're part of the Every Town for Gun Safety Coalition, which also includes Mayors Against Illegal Guns, of which Mayor Hamilton is a member. And it also includes a National Survivors Network and a Celebrity Council. Celebrities like Julianne Moore have decided to use their celebrity to help us raise awareness about gun violence. We're active year-round. This is our national awareness-raising event, but we are active in Indiana and in every state in the country year-round to educate people about the facts on gun violence and policies and legislation that are effective in reducing gun violence. We're active in our state legislature every year. We're at this year-round.
Guglielmo says that the group will also be tabling at the Bloomington Farmers Market on June 8th and 9th at the Showers Plaza.
We'll be providing information about Moms Demand Action and how people can get involved. We want people to understand that all of us have a role to play and we're not helpless, that all of us can really play an important role in reducing gun violence. we provide information about moms demand action. We'll also be providing information about all of our various programs, our public education programs, our legislative action, and we'll be providing people with an opportunity to take action right there by sending postcards to our legislators to ask them to support federal legislation that's pending right now. That would be an important way of addressing the gun violence epidemic. So right now there are a few bills before Congress, a background check bill and the Violence Against Women Act, that have been passed by the House but await action in the Senate. So we'll be writing to our senators to urge them to throw their support behind these two bills. I just really want to encourage people to stop by our table at the farmers market and at the handmade market on the square. One of the things that's really difficult for people at this point in time with shootings being so frequent is to feel helpless. And we're all about helping people feel empowered to be part of the solution to this problem that we're all confronting.
The Wear Orange lighting ceremony will take place on the Monroe County Courthouse lawn at 8 p.m. Friday. For WFHB, I'm Graham Capito.